the Boulder City Podcast, where we interview the unique personalities in Nevada's most fascinating small town. The Rotary organization in Boulder City is alive and well, with two separate groups, the Sunrise Group, which meets in the morning, and the Boulder City Rotary, which meets in the evenings. Rotary is an important element of the town. John Chase has been the leader of the evening group and has risen through the ranks of Rotary, heading up the regional organizations as governor, and now joins the International Rotary Group as a member of their board of directors. It's an honor that Nevada Rotary groups rarely receive. Chase is also a former Boulder City Deputy Police Chief, retiring after 25 years on the job. Following that, he and his wife started the Amerisent Insurance Agency based here in town. He joined me at the Lend-A-Hand Building, an organization that receives a lot of support from the Rotary groups in Boulder City, in January. Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. My guest today is John Chase. He's a former deputy police chief here in Boulder City. He runs, along with his wife, an insurance agency called Amerisent, and he's also a high-level executive with the Rotary organization on the international level. So, John, thanks for joining us. It's really good to have you.
Thank you so much, Roger.
Why don't you start with giving us a background of how you got to Boulder City and you joined the police force, and give us a little idea of how you rose through the ranks there, and also we'll get into Rotary a little while.
Yeah, perfect. So Elizabeth and I graduated from community college in Iowa in 1990, and we decided the winters were not for us. So we decided to relocate somewhere west of Iowa, and we happened to land in Boulder City for really no apparent reason. We didn't really know anybody here. We enjoyed the weather, and we made it our home. And so we've been here since August of 1990. And in 92, I got hired by the police department, as you alluded to, and had a fantastic opportunity to serve the city and the community for 23 years in that capacity.
Okay, so we, of course, we have so much respect for the police here in Boulder City. They do such a great job. Why don't you give us a little walk us through your career there and how you rose to become deputy police chief?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the community policing aspect. That was the big thing back in the 1990s, was becoming part and working with our community. And I really excelled in that. I enjoyed the relationship building. I enjoyed walking around and meeting business owners, and as well as kids in the community. So that was kind of the significance, I think, of my career starting out. I rose up through the ranks, ultimately to the position of the deputy police chief. And retired from that in 2014. A lot of wonderful opportunities. Boulder City's got a lot of nice folks, and I really enjoyed my time with the city.
So you retired at a relatively young age then?
I did, yeah. In Nevada, you can retire after 25 years of service, and law enforcement's tough on people. It's tough on families, yeah. And so it was a nice opportunity to get to that milestone and be able to retire.
Yeah, no question about it. Then you formed the insurance agency. How did that come about?
Yeah, so Elizabeth and I started an insurance office here in town, an independent insurance agency, in 2010. And we'd met a gentleman by the name of Alan Kerner. He owns an agency, a larger agency in Las Vegas, and we became good friends. And I always like to say he gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. So yeah. He was from New York originally, and we had a friendship, and it evolved into a business relationship, and we're in our 16th year now serving clients in their various insurance needs. I kind of say tongue-in-cheek that we can write everything from Medicare to marijuana now in the state of Nevada. So we service a lot of clients in all of those areas.
So you're a full-service insurance agency then?
Yeah, we are, yep. We write in Arizona, Nevada, California, and Utah.
Okay, great. So how did you learn that business? I mean, that's not something you can jump right into.
Yeah, so our partnership with Mr. Kerner and his office in Las Vegas, they mentored and worked with us, and not only in the early days of our agency, but still to this day, we call upon them if we have questions, and they've just been a fantastic partner for us, and you know, we're grateful to have had the opportunity.
Great. First of all, let's talk about the Rotary then. First of all, why don't you tell us exactly what the Rotary is? I think I'm a little clueless myself, but I'm sure a lot of our viewers and listeners here want to learn exactly what it is as well.
Yeah. So beyond just simply being a service club, in my opinion, Rotary is by far the finest service organization that's non-political, non-religious and non-governmental type organization that really has a pathway towards peace and conflict resolution. They serve all over the world. There's in over 200 countries, 45,000 Rotary clubs, and each club is doing their part to make their communities a better place, much like we see with our two clubs here in Boulder City.
Mm-hmm. So what's the advantage of being a Rotary member?
Yeah, I think for many, it's an opportunity to be part of something bigger than yourself. It's an opportunity to be able to accomplish things far beyond what you ever expected. As an individual, you meet folks that you never would have come into contact in probably in any other place. I've got friends in all parts of the world. My WhatsApp is buzzing almost all day long. Yeah. With friends in Africa or India or Pakistan or Afghanistan or Europe and all over the place. And it's just interesting to be able to have a dialogue with those individuals about what's going on in their communities and how they're serving the needs of their communities compared to how we are working here in Boulder City.
Okay. Well, you're fortunate to be involved in the international organization, but explain, you know, what the benefits are for the local person. Do you get to network with other business people?
Yeah, so you mean here in Boulder City?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most people join Rotary for service opportunities. They want to serve their communities, and they're looking for a way to do that in a intentional manner, and Rotary is a good vehicle for that. There's other organizations as well, Lions Club, Kiwanis, all outstanding organizations. So they want to join for service. They often join for service. They stay for fellowship and friendship.
Mm-hmm.
When you serve alongside folks, whether it's helping those that are experiencing homelessness or working with schools to provide funds to teachers for mini grants, you become friends with folks mm-hmm. and you share a common interest in serving your community. And that's why people stay is often because of that fellowship and the friendship that mm-hmm. they have with like-minded individuals wanting to serve their community. Again, for no political reason, no religious reason, no governmental reasons, just to serve.
Okay. So there's two Rotary organizations here in Boulder City. Why is that?
Yeah, so not everybody can meet for breakfast and mm-hmm. not everybody can meet in the evening, right? We all have work and we have obligations, family and otherwise. So oftentimes you'll see two or three clubs in different communities because not everybody can make one or the other meetings. Rotary itself is expanding their reach in a lot of different areas by adding new clubs and new meeting type environments where we're trying to meet the needs of prospective members.
Mm-hmm. So is it the Boulder City organization, they both under one umbrella, or do they operate separately?
So they do operate independently, but they're all part of under the umbrella of Rotary International.
Okay. And how many members are in each organization?
The Boulder City Sunrise is a little bigger. I would imagine they're about 50 or so members. Mm-hmm. The other club, the evening club, which I'm a part of, is about 25 members. So about 75 to 80 members in Boulder City right now.
Okay. So what are some of the activities that Rotary does here in Boulder City?
Yeah, they are active in a lot of different areas. Oftentimes, you can find us out on the highway heading towards Railroad Pass. Between both clubs, we have sponsored the Adopt a Highway program, so we're mm-hmm. picking up trash there at least quarterly. We provide opportunities for high school seniors to get scholarships. We provide opportunities for teachers to get mini grants so they don't have to take monies out of their own pocket. That was especially crucial and rewarding for me when we did that during COVID. That was a pretty quick pivot for our educators.
Sure.
And the infrastructure and the tools were not there for a lot of the teachers to be able to make that transition to a virtual platform without expending a lot of resources.
Right.
And our club jumped in with about $15,000, I think, right off the bat. And provided it to teachers so they could get the tools they needed to be successful in educating our kids on that Zoom platform. And so that was a fun project, and we continue to do that. And more recently, in the last few years, we've combined with both clubs doing that project to serve the needs of our teachers. We also, you'll find us at almost all the local events, whether we're serving bratwurst at Wurst Festival, the barbecue at our event, or maybe helping serve beer or something for 4th of July or Art the Park. Usually there's Rotarians there, putting their sleeves up and getting some work done.
Okay. So how do you raise funds?
So the Sunrise Club does the Worst Festival the last weekend right. of September. The Rotary Club of Boulder City, which will be 90 next year, incidentally, does the Best Damn Barbecue Labor or Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. So the September event is a week before Art in the Park. So I always see that's where the locals hang out
yep.
before that happens. And these are great events, obviously. What kind of organization does it take to run those kind of things?
Yeah, so they're just like any other event. It takes a village, and that's why you'll see Rotary Club members from both clubs coming together to help on those. Lots of volunteer effort, a lot of funds, a lot of planning. Our barbecue event, we start planning next year, the week after we finish the other one. So
right.
we debrief and start the planning for the next year. It takes a lot of work to put those together, and
sure.
and I don't think that's something necessarily a lot of the attendees appreciate
right.
is the amount
yeah,
of work.
Sure.
And you know, we're not professional organizers. We're just volunteers trying to serve our community and mm-hmm. raise a few funds so we can give it back to our community again.
Right. You do the high school event as well, the graduation event where they spend the night. You take them to places in Las Vegas and entertain them for the entire evening after the graduation. Correct?
After the graduation,
yeah.
Boulder City Sunrise does that, and there's no doubt. You know, I've seen this in my role as a police officer and as a parent. There's no doubt that they have saved lives with that program,
sure.
and they spend a lot of money on that to make sure our kids are taken care of on graduation night and. You know, they should be applauded. That's a fantastic program that they've done for in excess of 20 years, and
sure.
and they're saving lives and making sure our kids are spending their last evening together as a class, having a good time in a safe environment.
Yeah, and it's a great event. My kids went through it when they were in high school, and I think one year they went to the Circus Adventure Dome and
yeah.
had a great time down there and had breakfast on the way back. They had a great time.
Yeah, it's really the best kept secret. Nobody knows where they're going to go until
right.
the
yeah,
day of.
Exactly right.
When they get on the bus is why I think when the high school's graduates find out where they're going.
So tell us about how you advance in the leadership of Rotary. I know you're head of Sunrise for a while. Were you head of the evening one as well?
Yeah. So I was I'm a member of the evening club, not Sunrise, but yeah. So like any other organization, you have to start obviously joining and you're invited to join Rotary more
sure.
times. Than not anymore. And Damon Olerking, who was our urban designer back in the 90s, was the one that invited me along with Roseanne Mealy, who was also a city employee at the time. And I quickly became involved. One of the things to, if you want to retain people, is you get them engaged pretty early. So they didn't waste any time and,
sure.
and put me to work. And so I became club president during the centennial year for Rotary in 2004, 2005. And then from there, I got involved at the district level. A good friend and mentor, Tom Nabotny, asked me to get involved in chairing a program called Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, where we take about 300 or so high school juniors to a leadership camp in California up in, near Big Bear. And so I chaired that, and I did that for a couple years, and then you know, one thing led to another. They'd asked me to serve at the district level as the governor, which would be kind of the person that kind of orchestrates the activities for Rotary mm-hmm. in our area. And I had turned that down a couple times, their requests, because I was just too busy at the police department.
Sure.
A couple of those Rotarians showed up at my retirement party and said I had no excuse. So,
okay.
So it was a couple of years after that that I went through that process and became the district governor. And then since then, I've been involved with a lot of membership-related activities, as well as new club development efforts for our area, which is everything west of Texas.
Okay.
Just recently got appointed to be the member of the Rotary International Board of Directors starting in 2027 to 2029. That just happened in December last year.
Okay.
The final appointment came through.
Okay, that's exciting to be involved in the international organization. And you mentioned you have like contacts all over the world and you're going to an event, what, next week? And these people come in from all over the world? I didn't realize the Rotary had that much of a reach.
Yeah, so each club belongs to a district, and there's about 40 to 60 clubs in the district. So our district has what's called a district governor that I mentioned to. So all of these district governors from roughly 530 districts go to Orlando each year for a week-long training program. And so that's where I'll be at next week is participating in that with them. But there'll be a representative from every district in all 200 countries. And it's a pretty complex organization when you think about 200 countries. Rotary's got employees in many of those countries. They also, everything is based on the dollar, the U.S. dollar. So they've got currency coming in from all these different currency countries and their monetary systems all coming back into the dollar and then going back out into the different currencies as well. So it's a pretty interesting organization. I look forward really to taking a deeper dive into that.
Well, you mentioned before we started here that there are people coming from Ukraine and also from Africa. I mean, there must be some challenging nations that are involved in this organization that really need service.
Yeah, they all want to do that one thing, and that's serve their community. And they want to do that in an intentional manner. And that's one thing that Rotary delivers on day in and day out, is providing that opportunity to serve your community. And we all have different needs, right? Boulder City's got different needs than Las Vegas. Las Vegas has different needs than Kiev. Rotary being there to support them in those efforts is pretty magnificent.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you identify the needs of your community? Let's get back to Boulder City for an instance. How do you identify what you need, or how are you going to move forward with the funds that you raise?
Yeah, I think that goes back to a simple needs assessment. Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking we know what our community needs, and we move forward without asking them, right? So I think any good program is going to involve a needs assessment where we're going to ask them so we can deliver on what they want and what they need in their community. Same with the mini grants. When we do that with the school, we don't just give them money to buy books.
Sure.
We ask the teachers what they need, and then we provide the funding to get those for them. So it's as simple as that, just asking the question and then trying to figure out how to deliver on that need.
Okay. So it must be different over the hill in Vegas. I mean, how many chapters do you have in Las Vegas, Henderson area?
Yeah, so there's a total of about 17 in the southern Nevada area. It's 17 different clubs. And our district runs from Mesquite out to East LA, so it's quite a big area.
Wow.
There's about 55 clubs, I think, in that area.
So. Mm-hmm. It includes some parts of Arizona as well?
No. Arizona is a different district. So we run from Mesquite up the I-15 through Las Vegas, the I-15 up to the 210 and over towards Pasadena and East LA. We also go over to the Pahrump area and then also the Lancaster-Palmdale area.
Okay. So Pahrump is a Rotary?
Yes.
Yep. Impressive. So what's next for you and Rotary?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but one of the things that I do miss, the more I get involved at the different levels of Rotary, the less I am able to get involved at the local level.
Okay.
I'm hoping, after 2029, I'll have the opportunity to maybe spend a little more time at the Rotary Club of Boulder City and serve in my local community. But on an international scale, I'm just not sure. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and it's going to keep me plenty busy, and I haven't really looked beyond that at all. So.
Right.
And Elizabeth and I are just looking forward to serving in that capacity.
It's an exciting time for you, and I'm sure the members here in Boulder City are very proud to have representation on the international board. So, John, thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck on your journey with Rotary and your insurance company, Amerisent. How can people get information on that?
So they could go to Amerisent Insurance, Amerisent.com, and get information on that. We're also right over there by Albertson, so they can stop by the office at any point in time. And we're pretty easy. They can throw my name into Google, and it's going to pop up as Amerisent Insurance for Boulder City.
Okay, great. Well, John, thanks for joining us, and hopefully everybody knows what you are. Hope you enjoyed this week's Boulder City podcast. Special thanks to our videographer, Billy Walker, who is also available for photography and video assignments. He can be reached at info@billywalkermedia.com. Also thanks to Boulder City Social for partnering with us and helping to disseminate the programs. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City podcast.